Here's the biggest wash day news yet.
Now there is a great new dust, finest dust there ever was. Bigger news now when you sing, the UZ does everything.
The new Dawes brings you Road of Life. Everybody, here's the new Dawes contest, and it has everything. A total of $50,000 in cash prizes, all to introduce you to the new Dawes, finest Dawes ever was. You'll discover Dawes Does Everything is bigger news now. And listen, every week during this 5-week contest, the new Dawes is offering 5 top prizes of $1,000 each, 10 prizes of $250, and 100 other cash prizes. This is the 4th week of this big contest. So enter today. Send in several entries. Get entry blanks at the store where you buy the new Dawes. Each entry blank contains 10 Dawes statements. Simple, true or false statements. Just check which statements are right, which are wrong, then complete a sentence on which your entry will be judged. Entry blanks also give all rules and closing dates. Of course, the biggest help in writing a winning entry is to try the new Dawes. Because now, does everything mean increased whiteness for towels and linens. This new Dawes actually makes your white pieces whiter than the whitest white you've ever seen on your Dawes line. It's the utmost in whiteness any soap will give. And there's amazing cleaning power for the grimiest pieces. Yet the new Dawes does wonders for the colors you wash. It's always been safest for those colors. Outdoes all the other leading wash day package soaps. Now, this new Dawes goes even further. Gives those colors new beauty. It leaves the other soaps as far behind as ever. Get the new Dawes in the same famous red box. Ask your dealer for contest entry blank. Enter now. $10,000 awarded every week during this 5-week contest. $50,000 in all. Listen to closing announcement for more news about the new Dawes. Now the new Dawes invites you to listen to Road of Life. Goaded almost beyond endurance by Mrs. Lowell's treatment of herself and Tommy, Maggie has written a letter to Mr. Tanner about the old lady's behavior. As yet, there has been no reply. At the moment, however, there is no thought of letters in Maggie's mind. She has come back from the hospital to have lunch at home and to help Tommy ride the bicycle given to him by Frank Dana. Maggie does not know that Mrs. Lowell has spent the morning poisoning the child's mind against Frank. But she senses something wrong in Tommy's sullen attitude.
Would you like some more prunes, Tommy?
No.
No, what? Thomas, when a grown-up addresses the question to you...
Please, Mrs. Lowell.
Very well, Margaret, if you wish him to grow up entirely without respect toward his elders.
But I'm sure Tommy won't do that. I'm sure he wants to be a fine, well-behaved man, like his Uncle Jim. And now, Tommy, if you're all finished eating, you may leave the table if you like.
Did anything happen today?
What do you mean, happen?
Something's upset Tommy.
Nonsense. He's just a little tired from playing, that's all.
No, it's more than that.
He was so cheerful and alive when I left for work this morning. Now he's...
Well, I'm sure I have no idea what it could be.
I'm all finished with my coffee now, Tommy. We can go outside and play.
Oh, call me when you're ready to leave, Margaret.
All right. Now, Tommy, let's get busy with the bicycle. I suppose you have it all ready to go.
No.
Well, we can get it off the back porch in a jiffy.
I don't want to ride the bicycle.
But why?
I just don't.
All right, dear. You don't have to if you don't want to.
What else do you want to do?
I don't want to go outside at all. Stay inside on a lovely day like this.
But tell me a story.
But that's for bedtime, Tommy. I'll tell you a story when I come home tonight.
I don't want you to go back to work at all.
But...
I want you to stay here with me. I don't want you to go away.
But, darling... Tommy, Listen to me. Carefully. Did anything happen to you today?
No.
While Mother was at work, what did you do?
Wait.
Who with?
Did some little boy...
No. I played all by myself. Even Grandma wasn't around. And nothing happened. Nothing. Mother, what's the matter? You're crying.
No, I'm not. A little speck of something got in my eye. Hasn't that ever happened to you?
Yes.
Well, then you know how it just looks like crying.
Yes. Got it all wiped out now. Dear, look at that clock. 10 minutes have gone.
We've got to make up our minds quickly what we're going to do.
Let's go out in the front yard and say.
Oh, dear, this is so silly. You've got a perfectly beautiful bicycle on the back porch, which you love. And
no, I don't.
Well, I know you do. Even though for some reason you're acting awfully stubborn about it.
I don't want to ride it again. Ever.
All right, then.
I'll ride it.
No.
Yes, I will, and right now.
I'll climb on it and ride away. Far away.
Mother! Come back here, and you'll have to catch me.
There's the pretty bike I'll climb right on it.
You won't ride it.
Nobody will ride it. Ever again.
Tommy.
What happened to the bike?
Took a knife and cut all the tires. I hate it, that's why. But I hate him forever giving it to me.
Yeah. You mean Frank? Uncle Frank?
He's not my uncle. He's Mr. Dana.
Oh, Tommy, darling, come
here, my little boy.
What are you going to do?
I just want to kiss you.
You're not angry?
Oh, of course not, darling.
I'll never be angry at you as long as I live.
Father.
Oh, there.
It's all right, baby.
I like my bike. I don't know why.
I do. But it's all right, dear. It's all right. Everything will be all right.
Oh, Margaret, are you ready to go back to the hospital?
Not quite yet, Miss Lowell.
No? Is there anything wrong?
What did you tell Tommy about that bicycle?
What bicycle?
You know what bicycle.
He only has one, the one Frank Dana gave him.
Haven't you better sit down, Margaret? You're looking a fright.
Your face is all streaked.
Those are Tommy's tears.
Indeed.
And why was Thomas crying, if I may ask?
As if you didn't know.
I only know that you're becoming insufferably rude, and I don't propose to stand any more of it.
Where are you going?
To get Thomas cleaned up if he's been crying.
I think you'll find it a little hard to do that.
Tommy isn't here.
Oh.
What have you done with him?
I've just come from taking him to Francie Brent.
You mean you've had the lack of grace to expose yourself in the state you're in to the entire neighborhood?
I wasn't thinking about my appearance, only about my son.
I see.
So, she just took your child off your hands?
For the afternoon, yes.
And what happens tomorrow? That, Mrs. Lowell, I haven't quite decided yet.
Oh, you're deciding now. Yes. Perhaps you've forgotten that I am supposed to be in charge of this home. At least that was the guarantee I gave Mr. Tanner.
I think what happened today changes the picture, don't you?
I don't think even Mr. Tanner would insist on Tommy sharing the same house with a grandmother who goads him into slashing the tires of his bicycle.
What on earth are you talking about?
That pretended innocence doesn't fool me.
I give you my word, Margaret.
I'm sorry, that doesn't impress me either. If you're really in doubt as to what I'm talking about, you can go out on the back porch and have a look.
Oh, so
that's it. That's what the little tyke was up to with that knife when I was in here reading this morning.
Well, I must
say I'm surprised and pleased.
I didn't think the boy had such pranks in him.
Oh, Margaret, don't take it so seriously. All youngsters do destructive things,
especially boys.
But not Tommy. Not on that bicycle. It was the apple of his eye.
Oh, dear.
Unless, Mrs. Lowell, unless some adult had put the idea into his head or filled him with such hatred that he thought of it himself.
Oh,
no. At last I see what you're getting at. So I'm to be the villain of the feast, am I? Well, you're making charges that may be a little difficult to prove, my dear.
Am I?
You've already, in the last few days, made a very serious mistake.
Be careful you don't make another.
And just what are you referring to? Your letter to Mr. Tanner.
Oh, so you're afraid of that, are you?
I'm not.
But you should be.
And don't forget, it was you who thought up the idea of letter writing first.
I don't think my harmless note to the Foundation could have possibly caused any friction between us.
Harmless?
Oh, I know you've imagined all kinds of things about it, but in actual fact, my letter was extremely harmless.
I merely informed Mr. Tanner that we'd arrived and were well settled.
Oh, I assure you, Margaret, that was all.
You're not telling the truth.
Very well, suit yourself. That was all you wrote.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why did you make such a mystery of it? I beg your pardon, it was you who made the mystery. I only told you that my letter was a private matter. When you demanded to know what was in it.
But that can't be true. Mr. Tanner answered you so quickly.
Certainly.
He's a courteous man.
He said he was delighted to hear that all was well. And knowing all this, you let me write to him?
I tried to warn you not to be hasty.
You let me deny a lot of charges you'd never made.
You wanted it that way. You wanted me to make a fool of myself so Mr. Tanner would think I was...
Well, could you?
Don't
blame me. You brought it on yourself.
What am I to do? What am I to do?
Well, you might start by opening the door.
Oh, please, would you? I look... Certainly not.
Since you pronounced yourself in charge here, I'm going up to my room.
All right, I'm coming.
Yes?
Mr. Tanner.
Around Maggie's heart.
Mr. Tanner in Merrimack. Frantically, she wonders if she will be able to convince him
of the truth of her situation. Carefully, here are some facts about the New Does
that may help you in that $50,000 contest.
The New Does is the finest ever was. It's the newest of all
the leading package soaps sold for wash day.
Yes, this New Does still outdoes them all. Listen, now Does
does everything means greater whiteness for towels, sheets.
The utmost in whiteness any soap will give. And for your grimiest
pieces, there's amazing cleaning power. This New Does gets the dirt out and gets it out easy.
And for the prettiest colors you wash,
Does is still the safest. It's always been the safest of
all the leading package soaps sold for wash day. Yet this
New Does goes even further. Actually gives a new lift.
New beauty to those nice plaid prints.
This New Does leaves the other soaps as far behind as ever.
Get it today in that same famous red box and get a new lift on wash day. From the whitest and brightest
to the roughest and toughest, does everything.
Ask your dealer today for entry blanks in our $50,000 contest. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life. Brought to you by the New Does.
Put New Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day
and good dozing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.